we gather tonight during the period that is sometimes called the fall triduum, triduum being a word that means 3 days. It's also a period known by the name All Hallowtide. As I say, it's a period of 3 days. It begins with All Hallows' Eve, continues through All Saints' Day, and ends on All Souls' Day. Uniting these 3 days, uniting this period of time, is a focus on those who have died and our enduring connection with them. For millennia, it has seemed that the veil between the living and the dead is thin, especially at this time of year. On All Hallows' Eve, Halloween, those who died during the previous year were, in ancient times, thought to play tricks on the living. Those wronged in this life had one last night to return and to seek vengeance for how they were treated. Our celebration of Halloween is rooted in this ancient belief and is, in fact, the source of our Halloween tricks. The day after All Saints' Day, it was believed that on this day, those who had died entered into eternal life, leaving behind for good this earthly life. All Saints' Day is that feast celebrating the saints who have gone before us. It celebrates those exemplars of the faith, those who faithfully follow Jesus, running with endurance this earthly life. Some even gave their lives as martyrs. The names of the saints are known to us through the church's calendar. And the last day of All Hallowtide is All Souls' Day, which we keep today. It is a day especially to remember those who have died but are not on the church's calendar. We pray this night for those we have known, people perhaps known only to us. And we pray also this night for those who are unnamed, those known only to God, those who have no one to pray for them. And in this continuing and seemingly unending pandemic, we especially remember the more than 700,000 people who have died because of COVID-19 in this country alone. And we remember the more than 5 million dead throughout the world. In this liturgy, in a particular way, we remember those we love and see no more, those who worship God on a distant shore, those separated from us by death. And the promise of these 3 days is that we are connected across the chasm of death with those we love who have died. The love we share with our beloved dead does not end. We remain in relationship with them. And we pray for them, especially on this night, as they journey into the fullness of God. And we trust that they also pray for us as we continue this earthly journey without them by our side. The veil between the living and the dead is indeed thin. Through the communion of saints, we are connected with those who have gone before us. Nothing, not even death, separates us from those we love. The power of God is greater than all the forces of the world, even greater than the power of death itself. In our epistle tonight, St. Paul reminds us that death has been swallowed up in victory. Though Jesus was nailed to the cross and died and was buried, God raised him up on the third day. And through his victory over sin and death, Jesus destroyed death's power once and for all. Thanks be to God for this victory. Through the waters of baptism, we share in it. We are united with Christ in a death like his, that we might also share in his resurrection life. Certainly, when those we love die, there is a sting. There is a hole and emptiness in our lives. But Paul assures us tonight that the sting of death is not forever. Those who die are gathered to God. They worship for eternity around God's heavenly throne with all the saints of God. And we trust that one day we too will take our place with them in our heavenly home. We are assured by our lesson from the Book of Wisdom that the dead are safe in God for eternity. The prophet Isaiah assures us, it's not Isaiah, the wisdom assures us that the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. No torment shall touch them. They are at peace. Those we love who have died are held by God for eternity. They are safe and they are at peace. And God watches over them as surely as God watches over us. The joy of this promise, though, does not mean we don't know sorrow when one we love dies. There is sorrow. When someone is taken from us by death, we know pain and loss and grief. But this does not diminish our Christian hope. Rather, our grief, the sorrow we feel, is a sign of the love we share and of its loss, the loss of the one we love, being parted from us by death. All Souls' Day offers us a time to grieve for those who have died. It's a time to trust that Jesus is present with us and helps us carry our grief and comforts us with the promise of his resurrection. I think that what we do this day is in many ways in opposition to the ways of the world. You know as well as I that popular wisdom tells us we should do everything we can to avoid death. We don't want to talk about it. We don't mention it. We want to ignore it as long as possible. The goal of our society is to remain young, to try to live forever. I feel that, though, has been shattered in this pandemic. The pandemic challenges any denial about death. I also think our liturgy tonight challenges this denial. We just cannot escape the fact, and this liturgy reminds us that we are mortal. We all will die. As Paul says, we all are mortal, and the mortal cannot inherit the immortal. The perishable cannot put on the imperishable. We all must die in order to put on eternal life. The other message our society tells us very strongly is that once the funeral of a loved one is over, it's time to get on with it. It's time to move back into normal life. But the reality is different, and certainly this pandemic has shown us that what was once normal is not now. And this pandemic reminds us that grief does not last just a week or a month. Even years after a loved one dies, we can still feel the loss. We can still feel grief. Grief can come unexpectedly, especially on times like the anniversary of a death. Grief can also come upon us unexpectedly, without warning. And that is natural. When we experience grief or sorrow, it is healthy to let it happen, to acknowledge it, to honor whatever feelings come up for us. And we can bring these before God in prayer, trusting that God will hear our prayer, that God helps us carry our sorrow, that God comforts us. We can also share our grief and our sorrow with family, with friends, with our parish community, so that we may support one another as we travel through this life. Even in those moments of grief and sadness, we still dare proclaim the joy of the resurrection, knowing those who have died are safe with God for eternity. Just like us, they are on a journey. They are moving into the fullness of God's kingdom. They are coming into the fullness of God's presence. They are journeying to that place where one day they will see God face to face. In our gospel tonight, Jesus reminds us that whoever hears his word and believes in the one who sent him has eternal life. Those who have died hear the voice of the Son of God and they live. Our beloved dead, though parted from us, follow where Jesus has gone before us to prepare a place for us. They travel to that place where they will live for eternity with God. They move into the fullness of the heavenly banquet prepared by God for God's children. And the promise is that one day we too will take our place with them. We too will be gathered at the throne of God and will worship with all the saints at the throne of the Lamb. Until that day, let us remember those we love and see no more, giving thanks for their presence in our lives, offering prayers for them as they journey into eternal life. And let us also ask them to pray for us who still are on this earthly pilgrimage. Thanks be to God for the victory Jesus has won for us in defeating death and winning for us eternal life. And thanks be to God for the love made known to us in Jesus and for the love that we share with those who have died and we see no more. Amen.